And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong residents have taken to the streets to protest China's zero COVID policy, which is now entering another year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters chanted freedom, and we don't want revolution, we want reform. We don't want a leader, we want votes. The demonstration comes after people around China took to the streets in anger at the government's strict COVID policy that has confined millions to their homes. The rallies throughout the mainland prompted the government to ease some restrictions. Nevertheless, police were out in force the day after the protests. One of the Hong Kong protests took place at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, where about 50 students lit some candles in memory of those who died in the Urumqi fire days earlier. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden and his administration are closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities, where backlash has erupted. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more from Washington.
During Monday's White House briefing, reporters repeatedly asked National Security Council spokesman John Kirby about the protests in China. Kirby replied, "The Biden administration believes the Chinese people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate."
Nothing's changed about the president's firm belief in the power of democracy and democratic institutions and how important that is.
Beijing's zero COVID policy, with its frequent and extended lockdowns and economic disruptions, has kept the country's official death toll from the coronavirus in the thousands, compared to a million in the United States, which has one-fourth the population of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian general has acknowledged more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest in surrounding nationwide protests. It's the first official word on casualties in 2 months. This is VOA News. The United States will announce new aid on Tuesday to help Ukraine restore electricity as its people faced another week of brutal cold and darkness after Russian strikes on its power grid caused rolling blackouts. Russian missile strikes have targeted Ukraine's power generation sites, transmission and distribution facilities, and water pumping stations since early October, with each barrage having greater impact than the last as damage accumulates and a frigid winter sets in. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he expected new attacks this week that could be as bad as last week's missile bombardment, which left millions of people with no heat, water, or power. A rail strike is looming, and the impact on the U.S. economy could be broad. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline. Four rail unions that represent more than half of the 115,000 workers in the industry have rejected the current deals. Business groups said even a short-term strike would have a tremendous impact on business and could cause economic pain across the country. Eight other rail unions have ratified their deals that include 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The world's biggest active volcano has started erupting for the first time in 40 years. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Mauna Loa began erupting late last night on Hawaii's Big Island.
It's not a time to be alarmed.
Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth says the lava flows are contained within the volcano's summit area and are not threatening any communities.
We have not had to do any evacuations.
Still, Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency has opened two shelters amid reports of some people self-evacuating. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory's Ken Han says history indicates summit eruptions do not pose any danger to people, but they should stay vigilant.
Any Mauna Loa eruption is something to be concerned with.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The Central African Republic threatened Monday to retaliate after an aircraft flew in from a neighboring country in the middle of the night and bombed CAR troops and their Russian paramilitary allies. The government said the plane targeted a military base and quote-unquote dropped explosives on a town in the north but caused only material damage. The aircraft flew back out of CAR after the raid before 3 in the morning, the government said in a statement. Chad lies north of the town, which was in rebel hands until recently, and relations with the CAR have been tense recently. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.